Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention as they work on your return in real time. Experts can file as soon as today. Now, taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who gives your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. They can file your taxes as soon as today, and while they do, you get real-time updates on their progress so you can go about your day. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready. Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here is Ovechkin shoots. He scores. Number 895.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Like I always say, all the time, it's a team sport, fellas. Thank you very much. I love you so much.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests: Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel, Syracuse quarterback Kyle McCord, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Dylan Gabriel of Oregon football, one of the many quarterbacks available in this year's draft. He's going to be zooming in 20 minutes' time. Kyle McCord from Syracuse football.
Yeah, buddy.
He will be joining us in top of hour number three, and Mike Mayock will be giving us a little bit of a heads or tails about what he thought about Shedeur Sanders' pro day and things of that nature.
Rich, it's not a pro day.
Showcase.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Okay.
I like your
saying. All right, so yeah. Shedeur takes the first spin of the wheel, and then Travis Hunter takes a second spin of the wheel?
Right, well, I mean, only if it's, you know, you'd spin it, what? If you got 60 cents, would you spin again?
Oh, absolutely. Am I the first spin?
Yeah, first guy up.
I'd stick.
Ooh,
bigger question:
stick,
if you had two Harleys, how much did you think they were?
I don't want to have a double over.
DJ,
I'm sorry. Is it too soon?
Too soon. I met some Harley guys the other day on Sunset, and they both told me that I got robbed.
You're robbed. I agree.
And these were biker dudes,
motorcycle riders.
All right,
biker dudes.
First hour, we just talked about the UConn women's winning a national championship. The Houston Cougars and Florida Gators will try and follow suit tonight on the court in San Antonio. Yep. So we'll see how that all goes down. We also talked about the Duke Blue Devils blowing it, as well as Aaron Rodgers still just, I guess, deciding, and how also the Jets might be trading Breece Hall if they have a chance to get Ashton Jeanty, 7th overall, something that Rich Cimini of ESPN floated. I need you guys' help, because I said the Jets would be nuts to do this. Mm-hmm. Breece Hall tweeted out a photograph. Ooh. Can you help me interpret this? What is this?
I love that kid. That's one of my favorite memes.
What does this mean? I mean, it's a monkey smoking a cigarette looking at a cell phone?
That's one of my favorite memes.
What does this mean?
I don't know. Maybe he's so unbothered right now by what's being said.
Yeah,
maybe
he's just like what is being said?
Yeah, what is this crap? I mean,
that's my favorite.
I hit the grok button.
Oh, to explain it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The image in Breece Hall's post is a popular smoking monkey meme, often used to humorously depict someone casually ignoring or downplaying a stressful situation.
Yeah, oh. See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's chilling.
Thanks, Gronk.
I want, you know, the Twitter now has the Gronk AI. I want Gronk AI.
I would like Gronk
to explain things to me.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Brockman, you're a fool. Because you just gave up $1 billion. Someone's going to do that, and now we're going to see Gronk commercials.
Yeah, I said it first, so I just want to think
about it. You're not going to get paid for it.
I think Gronk would be the first to tell you that his intelligence is indeed artificial.
That's what I'm saying. Or tequila infused. I'm just saying.
Remember the trio?
I think he'd be the first. You would readily admit.
Gronk, yeah.
Remember the trio, and you were like, you were a duo?
So, yeah. All right.
Gronk.
Thank you for that.
I love it.
I don't want Gronk. I want Gronk.
I'm about to get to the news update here. The Dodgers are currently at the White House.
The second place Dodgers?
I think.
Still good. No,
I think we
it's a long season.
I think the Rich Eisen show has learned that Shohei Ohtani is there, like everyone else, concerned about the retirement plan right now.
Oh, stop.
I mean, if there's anybody whose retirement plan.
It's taking a hit.
It's taking a hit. It's got to be his, right?
He's getting paid later.
At any rate. So that's what's going on there. You ready for the rest of the news, Chris? Come on. If you have a retirement plan like Shohei Ohtani, and the man himself is standing right there, do you go up to him? Or does he have a missive from Japan?
Does Shohei get that money now?
Let's cut down a tariff a little bit.
Hey, so
as this guy does the impossible, I mean, the man walked it off on his bobblehead night again.
Hey,
so if there's anyone who could do it, it's him.
About this global trade war, can we just kind of pull that back a little bit?
All right.
Is that money going to be there for Ohtani in 30 years is the question.
So anyway, that's going down right now. News update presented by NHTSA, and it's going to be, you're going to walk us through some of the stuff.
Yeah, some of the stuff you missed.
That we missed.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable that amidst all the headlines going on now, that once again, NBC News Emeritus, Tom Brokaw delivers our, go ahead, hit it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brock.
All right. There you go. It's really always impressive that Tom Brokaw takes his time out of his
It was amazing that schedule. He got that in one take that day, too, if I recall correctly.
I have awards. It's so ridiculous.
Understood. Understood.
Rich, you were in a hat and drinking some fruity drinks when this news broke the other day.
What does this mean?
What? A hat and fruity. I'm just saying what you were doing.
By the way, the fruity drink I was drinking in my rakish hat, chock full of rum. Okay.
Okay. Good. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
All right.
Rich, the Dallas Cowboys have a new quarterback. I don't know if you've heard.
Yes.
Your man, Smoking Joe Milton, is going from New England.
He's not my man.
To Dallas. Is he the new QB1?
Okay. Two things.
For America's two team? What are you doing?
By the way, can I interrupt you real quick?
You have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Last week you were gone when we were saying he was hyping Joe Milton. Mm. He was saying that you were the one who was hyping Joe Milton.
Excuse me. You say he's my guy. He's your guy. He's the one that came up with one of the most significant wins in recent Patriots history.
Yeah, but significant for the wrong reason. the Pats would be number one on the clock right now.
Week 18 win, if... On the opening night of the draft, you are looking at the clock that's ticking with the Patriots logo on the screen. And Abdul Carter is gone. Travis Hunter is gone. And Cam Ward is gone. And the Patriots are sitting there fourth overall on the clock. This is definitely a guy's name I will be bringing up on NFL Network for sure. Hey, at least you got the W from Joe Milton. So now,
thank God for that.
No, but I told you guys coming out from the combine that the all out from the Cowboys this year would be on most of their own free agents. Cooper Rush being one of them, I guess. And so they needed a backup. Trey Lance is now a neighbor across the way with $6 million mm-hmm. 1 year deal to back up Justin Herbert. So this guy is good a choice as any to be your backup quarterback because he can win you games against the Buffalo Bills when you least need it.
The Bills' third string players.
Oh, okay.
With a coach who was a dead coach walking and knew it.
Didn't know it at the time.
Nah.
I don't think anybody knew it. Come on. You're going to bring this up and you don't think I'm going to take my shot at you?
No, I get it.
Okay.
Come on. I was waiting for this all
week. But here's the latest thing. Here's the latest thing.
No, okay.
The Dak slander beyond the pale.
It started already.
It's been beyond. It's for years now.
Beyond the pale. But let's get Dak out there. Let's get him efficient. Let's get him healthy. And let's get you some wins. Let's get you some weapons. Let's get you somebody out there for this team to start winning games with Dak. Because you're certainly paying premium for him. Nobody's come close to the $60 million mark for the quarterbacks.
Nope.
And I don't think Purdy's going to scratch that surface either.
And he's not going anywhere. He's got the most ironclad contract in the history of contracts.
Which is the latest.
Dak's untradeable.
The comments that Jerry Jones made from the owners' meeting last week, where he was clearly bristling at all the criticisms he gets for not signing players soon. He doesn't sign them right away. We talk about it all the time here, and I think rightfully so. And I guess I'm part of the chorus because he's heard it. And he said that he's still not. He and Micah are talking together. I guess, you know, DeMarcus Ware said that he lights a votive candle in his office and he sits you down and he cuts the agent out. I believe Jerry made it sound like that's where they've reached that point with Micah Parsons right now.
He definitely didn't have good things to say about his agent.
Well, that it's just him and Micah, but he also said he doesn't need to sign him.
Yeah, you're right. You don't need to.
Right.
But
he's going to have to. It's going to happen in the same way that Dak got signed and CeeDee Lamb had to. What does he need to see? Less podcasting, more sacks? Is that what he needs to see? Like, what else do you need to see from Micah Parsons to pay him? Unless you feel like he is not the right fit for your organization and your locker room and your brand. I don't see that from him. The rumblings you hear out of Dallas is that he's ruffled feathers with his podcasting. That, you know, when Tank Lawrence went to Seattle and shot right back across the bow back at Micah Parsons, when he said he needed to leave because they are not winning a Super Bowl there in Dallas. And it did sound like a grape was sour and his family's there. He probably wanted to retire there. The Cowboys were not interested in having that happen. He had to go to Seattle and he took a shot at the team and Micah took a shot back at him. And he's basically like, stop podcasting and sack people was his general mention.
But he does.
But the question is, if you have a problem with that, is that why you're not signing him? Like, what we're going to have another Luka on our hands? Like, I don't want to give you the max because there's some long-term concerns I have. Is that what's happening?
Could be.
I don't get it. But hey, at least you got a backup quarterback in Joe Milton who can win you some games if Dak gets hurt. That is for sure.
How do we know that? How can we say that?
Again, I'm with TJ here. How do we know that? Patriots Twitter over the weekend was like, you thought they traded Tom Brady after 3 Super Bowl wins.
Oh, Cooper was not happy.
They're like, this guy's a really good backup. Really good backup? Really? He played 3 quarters against third stringers.
Second stringers.
A team literally trying to lose, so you don't have the number. The Bills. The Bills did not care one iota about winning that game.
They tried.
Your head coach was a dead coach walking.
I thought he was going to coach stronger.
Basically throughout the game plan.
I thought Joe Milton's got a big arm.
That's
got
it.
A heart.
That's it. That's all we know.
And we've seen it.
He throws it. Max, you're just getting me riled up. He literally can throw it 80 yards and he runs fast.
We'll never forget the Joe Milton game.
No, I won't, because it cost them the number one pick.
In 17 days from now, I might be mentioning it ad nauseum during a 15-minute window.
You're getting muted.
Well, you need a lot to talk about, so it helps.
Very good.
We don't know that he's a really good backup. We don't know that.
I told Coop, I'm like, listen, man, if you're thinking the Patriots are less than for trading away Joe Milton, that means Drake May's not working out or he's hurt, and you don't want either, you know?
And the report was that they didn't want him around when they opened camp today. So I get it. He had to go. He had to go. And they were doing him a solid because he wanted to go to Dallas or whatever. Mm. Great. Who cares?
You got
a free fifth round pick.
You got another item over there?
Yeah. Rich, look, you're a Yankee fan, right? Which means, you know, you're the evil empire. Nobody likes you guys.
Oh, whatever.
And it just got ramped up even further after baseball's first weekend. Something called a torpedo bat.
Oh, my God.
So you guys apparently have some MIT dude come up
with. Excuse me. University of Michigan physicist.
Great. Same difference.
No, it's
comes
not.
Comes up with this like cockamamie thing that no one's ever seen before, and now Jazz Chisholm is hitting 500 home runs
His
in that sandbox you guys play in.
Aaron Leinhart,
like, come on.
A former University of Michigan physicist, realized that the players were pointing to where they were trying to hit the ball from their on the fattest part of the bat, wasn't where they were connecting with the ball. So make it the fattest part of the bat.
taking cheating to another level.
Not cheating.
Woodworking.
Not cheating.
What is it? Shop class when we were in middle school?
Not cheating.
Shout out. Back in Keith Junior High, Mr. Crago would have had me making a bat like that. It would have been unintentional because I wasn't good with the woodworking tools. So.
Come on. Listen, what is this crap?
Listen, everybody, I knew exactly where everyone was going. First of all, it's cheating until the commissioner comes out and says it's not. And then it's definitely cheating. Oh, now we know why Aaron Judge hit all those home runs until, wait a minute, he's not using the bat. Because why the hell would he change up what he's doing right now? And guess what? I thought I saw on the Rich Eisen Show social channels, somebody saying they're only pissed because their team didn't think about it.
Yeah, that was all of us.
Oh, man, I think that was AI. You can't believe anything you see.
That was Gronk, Chris.
That was Gronk AI.
Nothing is more annoying than a Red Sox fan cheering for a guy that he hated for 10 straight years, pretty much, and automatically now calling him by a little cutesy little nickname, Breggy.
Well, that's his nickname. That's his
Breggy.
Nickname.
That's his Breggy. Nickname. That's what he said. He's now referring to Alex Bregman as Breggy.
You know what's kind of
Breggy time, guys? So you
are
Breggy.
So you are on Twitter. So
no, I'm seeing what people send me. Like your boy's out of control,
Chris. You know what's almost
Breggy
equally as bad is when someone plays for your team and they decide for themselves and their family to leave for a better situation, and then that person is so butthurt they can't let it go.
Oh yeah, and watch it. Well, yeah, trust me, man. You know, I'm glad that the polar bear and everybody's doing well for you so far, because it would otherwise disappoint the Mets town.
Yeah,
the Mets. And by the way, so disappointing. I'm looking up, and I only see blue sky through the first week of the
season. You wanted Alex Bregman, and
I thought the Yankees should have done it.
He had four hits and six RBIs yesterday.
Yankees are 1 million. By the way, also what I missed was an 0-for-19 with 15 strikeouts to start the season by a guy who's clearly struggling as a designated hitter.
Really, how did he do yesterday?
Okay, good enough. It's only going to be a matter of time where the Yankees are going to have to go out and get a third baseman and another starting pitcher. I mean, that's you could already make book on that's what's going to happen in July. But that said, torpedo bat this.
Torpedo bat? I mean, come on.
Okay. One ping.
One ping, homie. What's crazy is the three of us are arguing. We have 18 wins between the three
of
us.
We're dominating.
We're sending out the countermeasures.
We're all playing for second place because the one team's got Mookie and Shohei on there. That's not fair.
Well, they're in second place.
My team.
It'll be more of a pinstripe October than a Red Sox October.
You want to make it interesting?
I think I just did by saying that into a microphone on live Rich Eisen Show.
Something make you nervous?
I have literally just said the words into a microphone for everyone to hear. All right. To be memed and talked about and picked up and aggregated or whatever the hell people want to do.
It's okay. Uh-huh. We're good.
You got one more thing before we get to doing
just a little association. I mean, pretty significant. Look, Oklahoma City's been clearly the best team in the NBA this year. They're going to have the MVP, despite how awesome Jokic has been this year. SGA has been absolutely incredible. He's taken it to another level.
He's not only great at every part of his game, except some free throw shooting, right? But he also pulls off the double-double of having a hard and soft G in one of his names. That is not easy to do.
How did you even think of that?
Gilgis, you know what I mean? Like you've got a hard G and then a soft G in one name.
Never would have ever thought about that.
And look at this struggle.
That's talent.
Look at Ball last night, 37-6, and Lakers go into OKC, win by 27. Significant,
absolutely, no doubt.
Because the Lakers were kind of like,
This is gonna be fun. This is going to be real
fun. And you look
at
the Western Conference standings. It's just like it couldn't be any tighter. I mean,
Draymond's already picking up technicals.
Lakers now the 3 seed. Memphis go down to 8. They're separated by 2 games. L.A., Denver, Clippers, Warriors in locked. They got a tiebreaker over Minnesota and Memphis, who are 7-8. The last 5 games in the West are going
to
be wild.
It's going to be great. 5 games to go, Brian. Or 4 games to go.
3 or 4, I guess, depending on where you're at.
Right. I imagine there's not a 5-game week for somebody here. It'll be 4.
No, this is the last week of the regular season.
I mean, and it'll be great. Do the Clippers play back-to-back? So the Clippers will just eventually say, we will not care about having home court advantage. We just want to make sure Kawhi doesn't play back-to-back nights.
Listen, man, we better care.
That's the annual Clippers conundrum in the final week of the season.
We're doing things differently this year.
We are happy to play game 7 on the road in our first opening series to make sure Kawhi does not have a back-to-back during
Clippers are hot. Clippers have won six out of seven.
I don't think it is.
11 out of 13. They do play back-to-back Tuesday and Wednesday.
I would love for the Clippers to wind up playing the Lakers in round 1. Put that up one more time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Here are my hopes.
I want to play Houston.
I want to see.
Yeah, I'm going to play Thunder.
I want to see Nuggets Warriors, and I want to see Lakers Clippers. And if the Warriors can't be already in the first round, they have to play for it, then I want the Timberwolves in there.
I mean, Lakers Warriors as it is right now.
I know.
3-6.
Insane. Which, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, was the first ever play-in tournament contest.
It was.
You are correct.
Right? And so that would be great. And then, of course, the Mavericks getting out of the play-in tournament so they could play the Lakers would be great.
That's super necessary.
And then in the East, we just got to get – here's what we got to get. I got to get the Magic against you guys. Just make you sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to make you sweat a little bit. And then, of course –
it's going
to
end up being Miami because that's what happens. We always come out of the first round playoffs.
Of the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
But the Heat versus the Cavs would definitely
– Heat-Cavs would be nice.
Turn up a little bit of the Heat.
Well, more importantly,
the Knicks. The
Brunson back, so that's huge.
Right, the Knicks taking on, I don't know, Detroit is scary.
Detroit's scary. I don't know, do you want Milwaukee? And they're kind of banged up. Yeah. I don't think
they would want Giannis.
That's what I mean. But he can't score 80 in every game.
Well, because it's what, 1970?
That's true. He'd score 250 if it was the 70s. Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
The hard G and the soft G, though, I'm still trying.
Hey, these are all facts.
Yeah, East has no drama. All the drama's in the West. It's going to be fun.
That's a news update presented by NHTSA. Using your phone while you're driving could kill someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Let's take a break. Dylan Gabriel is slated to be Zooming in next. We'll talk with
the Oregon Duck. That's a hard G
there. Yeah.
Hard G.
Gabriel. It's not Jabriel. Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by using their phones while driving. They think they're hiding it, but we've all seen them and know exactly who they are. For instance, there's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts. There's also the got a ticketer looking upset because they just got a ticket for using their phone while driving. And what about the fast scroller who can't drive 5 minutes without updating their social feeds? Or the nightlighter, who has that mysterious glow illuminating the inside of their car after dark. Do any of these sound familiar? If they remind you of yourself or someone you know, rethink your behavior before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the veering off the roader, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Let's talk Game Time tickets, people, because it's a perfect time of year to do so. So many great things happening in the world of sports. The college basketball tournament, playoffs are starting soon in basketball and hockey. Baseball's kicking off right now. And if you want to see some of this action live, and why don't you? The best place to start is Game Time. Because Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. And the curation that makes it easier to find better value for tickets, it's not just for sports. There's concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with Game Time, you get the lowest price guaranteed, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here on the show, Ready Audience will rejoin in a little bit less than 2 minutes' time. Dylan Gabriel will be joining us, talking about his draft process and everything else going on. Nice. 17 days away, pal.
Wild.
Yeah, and we're going to be in Green Bay.
We are.
Hold on. You're not, right, Mike?
Gene Bay?
When was the last? When was the last remote you went on with this show?
Super Bowl last year. Super Bowl.
We were there last year?
Last year. Not this year.
In Vegas? You were in Vegas?
You were in Vegas?
Yeah.
He was in Vegas. That's true.
You were in Vegas. Okay.
Right? So a whole year.
I'll be at the Super Bowl this year.
So a year plus.
Yeah.
Oh,
Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
So 2 years before you hang out with us.
I may become the kickoff. You don't know if we do the kickoff. I may go. You don't know. You just
higher register. What is happening?
I think he's. I think we hit a nerve.
Wow.
No, I mean I want to go.
Do you?
I mean, come on. That's not a little bit.
He's just upset because he knows I don't put everyone up in a White Lotus.
I see.
Mike, probably good for you.
I might go. That might be bad. Yeah,
probably a good thing.
As a former cop, Mike would be like guy tack, right? Like
Mike's the guy talk of our operation.
See, I never watched.
He's too nice.
Yeah, too so nice. It was guy talk until the end.
Mike, you would have been like talking to the guys, and then yeah.
Spoiler alert: as he drove off, he wrapped his car around a tree.
Rich.
It's like Mike.
The similarities are endless.
Rich.
So would that make it Jai Talk and not Guy Talk?
Well, no. I mean,
it's a soft G.
It depends.
Soft G.
I mean, name me another star player who's got a hard G and a soft G in his same last name.
All I know is this: that
or one of his last names.
Real G's move in silence like Vern Gagne.
What does that mean?
G-A-G-N-E. There's a hard and a soft G.
Very good. Good to know.
They're Gagne.
You know.
Poor Dylan Gabriel's hearing this saying, why did I agree to do this show?
He might be an old school wrestling fan.
We're about to get to him right here. About to get him. It's all good. In our hood. Back here, Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Look who stopped by from the University of Oregon, the Big Ten champs in their first foray into the B1G. One of the top NFL draft prospects, certainly at the quarterback position, Dylan Gabriel here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Dylan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and the White Lotus talk got me thinking as well, so I'm glad I'm here.
Okay. Have you been watching that show? Do you watch that show, Dylan?
I do. It's been a late night couple, you know, time together, and we watched a little White Lotus, but
okay.
Finished the season out last night.
Oh, okay.
So you did.
So you're not spoiled.
So you're in. You're in. What'd you think of the finale, Dylan?
Ooh, it was a tough twister at the end to find out post decision making.
Yes.
But he made that decision, and then I think he accepted his fate at that point. So that's where I think it went back to that conversation they had at breakfast.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Rich, smart. Rich, you see how good Dylan smart. Is? He didn't give it away.
That's right.
He gave it away, but he didn't give it away.
Well done,
very
Dylan.
Smart. Well done. That's a leader.
That's leadership leader. Right there. That's leadership. Yeah.
No red flag. Actually, had you spoiled it, would have been a red flag.
Yep.
It would have been a red
100%.
Flag.
100%.
You know how this works in the evaluation. Everything's an evaluation. You know what I mean?
100%.
Everything's smart. You worked that huddle very well right there.
For okay. Sure.
No, listen, I'm with you. I just thought, again, the how do I not give anything away?
It's we're walking a fine line.
No, I just
tell them how you felt this morning. Rich.
Well, you know what I wanted. I thought that the way things ended for the Ratliff family, mm-hmm. You know, I thought I needed to see more of the consequences. There was just a punt on a lot that went down with that family, Dylan.
I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Another great opportunity to avoid a red flag that Dylan Gabriel just did. You have no idea how your draft stock goes up when you agree with me. You'll find that out. You'll find that out. So where are you now in your pre-draft process? Are you done working out with everybody? Have you seen everybody, or do you still have more planned? Where are you right now, Dylan?
So right now I'm in Huntington Beach, California, just training still. Okay. Still have another visit and private workout set up. So just want to get right for that. But it's been a lot of back and forth and, you know, life in a backpack, to be quite honest.
Okay. So I know the workout is private, but what team is it? I'll ask, Dylan.
I'd love to say so, but... I'd be wrong doing that.
Okay.
However,
yes,
I will say that I do have one more visit and one more private workout.
Okay, so. One more visit, one more private workout.
And a little mystery. We've been in the White Lotus talk. A little mystery leads to a little fun. You can leave it up to your imagination. You
know? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Very, very, very good. As long as it, listen, just stay away from the smoothies.
100%.
Okay. So how many teams have you spoken to then? What do you got for me? What numbers do you have on this front?
I think throughout this process, you Zoom with everyone, honestly. Okay. And I think you realize what's box checking and what's not. But I think, you know, with meetings at the combine, then you do visits and then even a private workout. I'd love to say that's a little tell that, you know, there's a interest on both sides, but for the most part too, I've heard a lot of stories where you get drafted to teams that you have never talked to. So I think it's different for the quarterback position. So you do know a little bit in that sense, but still for me, I think you have conversations and you see where it, you know, leads to.
Yeah, I mean, it is rare for a quarterback to be drafted by a team that hasn't even communicated with him at all pre-draft. And the only time that just leaps out at me is Jay Cutler got drafted by the Broncos in the first round and they didn't even, you know, they were just looking at him from afar. Apparently, they didn't even talk to him. So you're right. It is rare when it comes to that. When you say the box checking, what do you think the box, what's generally the boxes that you've been asked to check, do you think, Dylan?
No, I say box checking and are we just doing this, you know, for...
I see.
You know, homework's sake, or are we doing it for true interest? And I think even saying that, you can tell that within a conversation. A lot of Zooms... It's crazy how much you can learn within, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. And you just appreciate the guys that, you know, are diving into that or even creating a connection, because you also realize, too, that in this football world, some way, somehow, you'll probably be connected at one point or another. So just trying to make the most of it and be present within that moment.
I guess I was using box checking in terms of the as a term used by evaluators saying, well, yep, you know, this kid has this flair and I saw it on tape, I need to see it in person, I'll check that box. Or I have a concern about a player nope, that I've seen on tape or measurables, and I need to see this person, and let's check that box so I can check it off. So in that regard, what have you heard about you through, I guess, evaluations that you've been asked to say, hey, give me a sense of whether I should be concerned about this about you, Dylan? You see where I'm going with that?
100%. I truly believe, just within my time, I think everyone has seen the 6 years of tape and have gathered a lot of information of the evolution of me as a player. Not only the success at three spots, but also responding through failure. And I think you can just see that through that 6 year progression. However, you know, people naturally are going to talk about limitations, and that's their job. You know, scouts are looking how further back they can pick you, or, you know, why maybe this player is better than one another. And that's part of their homework and what they have to do. So I think it still goes down to who you want as a football player, you know, and there's a lot more than just you being on the field, but, you know, the face of the franchise, a guy that's going to, you know, represent the organization well. And I've done that all three places. And I think sometimes because there's a bunch of consistency, maybe there's, a good enough amount of information to look at and be like, okay, we're good here. And maybe they don't need further information, but maybe that's kind of the tough part on my end. But, you know, as you continue to go through this, you also realize that there's still 17 days and a lot can happen.
So, I mean, listen, I saw the height questions surrounding Kyler Murray. You wound up being first overall, and, you know, and obviously he's gone a second contract and the Cardinals are not concerned about that. How do you answer those questions when it comes to you, Dylan?
Yeah, I think you watch the tape. You know, I've done it and it hasn't been a limiting factor for me. I think if you watch and there is limitations because of height, then I think there's a conversation. But it hasn't happened in my career. And although I know I'm walking into some unknown and a spot where the best football players are gathering to compete, you know, I know that there's going to be a level of me having to improve, but that's for everyone that's walking into the NFL. So I think what's helped me a bunch throughout my, you know, college journey has been just being eager to learn and staying true to that. And that's not going to change, but I've played a lot of ball and it's never limited me.
Well, I mean, if somebody's from Hawaii and plays quarterback left-handed, they're going to get compared to Tua, and you have been. How do you take those comparisons, Dylan?
Yeah, I think he's a guy I definitely played against growing up, watched a bunch, and admired from afar. But naturally, that's going to happen. You know, I think there's only a select few of lefties. So naturally, to the naked eye, that's the comparison. However, I think if you look at certain people's game, there's certain nuances that are different and similar, but just because we are lefties, of course that's going to come through, but I'm definitely not opposed to that.
Dylan Gabriel here on the Rich Eisen Show. Man, listen, I'm a Michigan Wolverine and you guys just laid it on us. And is it true Dan Lanning told you earlier in the week, going into the big house, stopped practice and basically said, wait till we cause everyone to leave early, and then stopped in the game and pointed out Michigan fans leaving the big house early? Did that really happen, Dylan?
It did. We did practice it in a Wednesday practice as well. Before our third down period, you know, he played a little music and told us to look in the stands, and granted we're on our practice field, so we're looking at nothing, but you're envisioning something. And it's crazy. He called it out, so I give him credit. That dude called it before it happened, and it actually happened. So it was a lot of fun.
So
I'm sorry that it was Michigan, but
Dylan, you don't
mean
that.
They had it the year prior.
Nice.
You know,
see, that's another comparison to Tua. You're too nice. So listen, you don't have to say that. But did he play Mr. Brightside, which is the song Michigan plays between third and fourth quarters? He did. Did he play the actual song that Michigan plays, Dylan?
Yes, we tried to play every song that, you know, the opponent had for the week. You know, of course we did the jump around with Wisconsin, definitely with Michigan, but we've done it with other teams as well to just get ourselves immersed in that, you know, environment prior to going into it.
And I was just saying that, I mean, when a coach says this is the way it's going to be and then it turns out to be that way, I mean, that's when he's really got you, right? Like, as a team, and just you're going to listen to him, I imagine, right? Like, that's it right there?
100%. I think he just understands, you know, this younger generation. Granted, he is younger, but he just understands where this thing's going. And, you know, I give him a lot of props. He's probably, you know, the closest I've got to an NFL environment. And you appreciate it. Just the ownership as players, and just the demand and consistent, you know, challenging us day in and day out. And I think that's, you know, honestly got me prepared for what I'm about to walk into. So he's a guy I'm very thankful for, has seen a bunch of guys who've played in the league and has coached them. So excited to be a part of that.
What do you think you're about fraternity. To? What do you think you're about to walk into? What do you think?
The best league, you know, the tip of the top, and what you want to be a part of. And you just, you know, you dream of it. You know, my family and I have been talking about it a bunch, but the dream's just starting, you know, and I look forward to what's to come. But this, as a competitor, you look forward to, you want to walk into, you know, the best league and see what you're about, and continue to respond, because there's no better feeling than when you walk out there and you get that rush.
Well, if you don't mind me prying, what are you and your family talking about this moment?
Just all the work that's put into it, you know, as a kid. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think as a kid, you dream and you dream big. And, you know, as it consistently gets to this point where you're chasing it and it's almost here into fruition, you just appreciate the whole journey. And they've been a big part of it, you know, in supporting me. And, you know, it's going to be a special moment. But like we always say, it's just beginning. So it's kind of the fun part before it all starts.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy, right, in this day and age of portals and COVID years and anything like that, that for you to say it's just started after you've got, you know, you've got three spots under your belt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not many people can say let me get this right here. Not many people can say that they've played in the Gasparilla Bowl, Boca Raton Bowl, Cheez-It Bowl, and the Rose Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, that usually isn't something that's on your resume. And back when I started talking about this sort of stuff, you know, 20 some odd years ago with NFL Network, anybody that stopped in two, three different spots, that was a problem. Now it's kind of part and parcel of the world, right, Dylan, these days?
100%. I think, you know, your ability to be around different offenses and different coaches and adapt and create value and impact in all three spots, but then also having success. You know, I think you look at a coach's journey, it's kind of becoming the same for a college football player's journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting better each stop and continue to go and rise up within that sense. But I just think the more versatile you can be and the more football you can be around without it being maybe too much, right? Maybe like every single year, you just appreciate it because you realize how much more there is to learn about football and the different styles of play. And then at the end of the day, you make it your own. So I'm appreciative. I've been around great coaches, and that's offensively and defensively, schematically, but also just the success they've had at multiple spots. So that's why I say, relating back to the coaching tree, you look at coaches that have worked for, you know, a bunch of great coaches, Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, like Coach Lanning, and Coach Venables, who's, you know, been a great defensive coach. And then Coach Hype, you know, offensively, just, you know, creating a new lane for what's to happen. So I've been around a bunch of great coaches that, you know, have really made me who I am.
Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I mean, what a big finish, obviously, winning the Big Ten and going to the Heisman finalist podium and now getting ready for the NFL draft. What is your draft plan? What do you got for me there, Dylan?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. We'll have a take the phone call at my childhood home with just immediate family. And then once we get the call, you know, we're kind of bussing over, party bussing over to my fiance's or my father-in-law's house. So we'll have a party there. And
okay,
it's been where we kind of had our family get together. So it'll be a good time. It'll be in Hawaii too. So
yes,
that's kind of hard to beat, to be quite honest.
Yeah, draft party in Hawaii sounds great. Like, you know, yeah. I know we just met, but I'll be busy. But other than that, I would love to be there.
Wait.
Are you kidding me?
I was just going to say, you're invited. All is welcome.
Okay, I appreciate that. Welcome. Very, very good. And lastly for you, Dylan, what is the team going to get if they draft you? Who are they getting if they draft Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, they know what they're getting, you know, and that's experience, a winner, a leader, but also a person who's eager to learn, you know, and I think all four of those traits for me have blended into my 6 years of college, but also a fighter, you know, one who's going to continue to respond and fight through adversity, but also, you know, get on the right side of it. So I think the tape definitely speaks for itself, but I think it's much more than just who you are as a player at this point. It's who you are as a person, and marrying the two, because they both go hand in hand. So, you know, for many, it may be too safe, you know, and some teams like to gamble, but sometimes what you need is right in front of you.
That's right. Sometimes being too safe is not what you want. The White Lotus finale is the perfect example. You know what I'm saying, Dylan?
Okay. Lachlan thought he was being safe.
Hey, be careful. Hey, come on.
Hey,
stop it.
Hey.
Just saying. Nothing happened to him, Dylan.
Hey. Hold on a second. Dylan, many people, I'm going to give you a rare opportunity at this time of your life right now. Is that a red flag? Are you going to hand a red flag to somebody there? That's a red flag.
I right won't, because it's a first time. However, if there's a double, then it'd be like, okay, you had your but I will say this.
Yes, sir.
If in White Lotus there's a bunch of character development,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yet there's no ending to that character development. It leaves you on edge. Maybe they're doing that on purpose. However, it's weird, like the character development of our one guy we were talking about
yes.
ends a certain way versus, you know, a crew. So it's, I think there needs to be more explanation for sure.
I absolutely agree. You read that like you read defenses yeah. expertly. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate the time. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for not red flagging me.
You know, I'll do it.
You're my guy now, Dylan.
As soon as we end the Zoom, I will do it.
Full life. That's my dude.
Thanks, Dylan. Best of luck.
Appreciate you guys.
We'll chat soon.
Thank you. Good luck, man.
That's Dylan Gabriel. That's everybody. Great to meet him right here on the Rich Eisen Show. How dare you? How dare you?
Lucky.
What did I do?
This guy just showed you
how to
run a huddle. He
gives
out information. He gives out information.
All I did was mention someone's name.
He's not tipping the play. He's not giving it away to the defense.
He said a lot without saying anything.
He certainly did. And then this guy comes in.
Top rope.
What did I do?
TJ off the top rope.
Yeah. Nice.
Mike, you're listening.
Okay. All right, let's go to a news update. No spoilers with Rich Ackerman right here.
No G's.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
I am thrilled to have you here, man.
Thank you.
Big fan of your work.
Yours too. I've been watching you for years, man.
Thank you. Yeah. That means a lot. I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely.
So there's so many great stories that I know that you have about your connection with the world of sports, but none of them can top being babysat by Wayne Gretzky. Is that a true story? Were babysat by Wayne Gretzky?
You know, there's a brotherhood of Canadians, I think. And okay. My dad is Canadian, and, Wayne Gretzky, Canadian, of course. And they had made friends through his years on Edmonton, on the Oilers. And so he was staying in Los Angeles and staying at my dad's house. My dad happened to take my brother out of town for a 10-day trip. So Wayne and Janet were staying at the house and pretty much babysitting me. I was going to Joe Torre baseball camp every morning.
How old were you at this time?
I was probably, I had to get it right, but I assume it was 87, 88 that okay. he got traded. So I was probably 10 or 11, okay. somewhere around there. Uh-huh. And so the phone rings at 7:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready to go to Joe Torre baseball camp on the bus, getting picked up. And the phone rings and it's Bruce McNall. And Bruce says, Robin, I need you to wake up Wayne. And I said, I don't really want to do that. Can you just call back later? Said, no, you really need to wake him up.
The owner of the Los Angeles Kings.
Right, the owner of the Los Angeles Kings.
Is calling your house.
Right.
To say, wake up Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, so I answer the phone, and I go, and I'm like knocking on the door. I'm like, Wayne, the phone's for you. So I go to camp. I come home, and, you know, he's on the podium doing his press conference in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And that was the day he got traded. Yeah, so I answered the call.
So the call to tell Wayne Gretzky you're now a member of the LA Kings.
Yes.
You technically were the one to pick up the phone.
I answered the phone. I was the operator who made the connection.
So, wow. That is...
pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, not for Edmonton fans, you know.
No, I know.
I think I'm like the Yoko Ono of hockey in Edmonton.
But you can't shoot the messenger, Robin. You can't shoot the messenger. Exactly. You just answer the phone. It's in your house.
Thank
for crying
you,
out loud.
Thank
you're just,
you.
You're just a little boy going off to Joe Torre camp.
I need you in Edmonton with me.
So, but what was Wayne like as a babysitter? Did he let you stay up late? He couldn't tell you to go to bed? What
no,
type of
he was super
was
cool. We would play tennis, till late at night. And I remember one time, just because I'd never driven in a Rolls Royce before, he took me to McDonald's in his convertible Rolls Royce.
Through a drive-thru?
Through the drive-thru.
No way.
And I was like, this is pretty cool.
Just riding shotgun
in the bed with
number
99.
Did the person taking his order know that it was Gretzky, though? Did they stop?
Or I don't think this was, because remember, it wasn't until he moved to Los Angeles that LA hockey became a thing, you know, for the most part.
Sure.
So I think not everybody recognized him as much.
That is so funny.
Man, we've been at this a long time. It's kind of crazy. That was 2015, man.
He was great. An absolute pro at being a talk show guest.
Who, Robin?
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
And then we had his dad, too.
We had Alan Thicke a few times. Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, he came on and he sang the Different Strokes theme.
Yeah, I'm going to
get that. He wrote it.
He wrote it, yeah.
Where is it? Where are we?
Right.
And did he sing it, too?
Yeah.
His dad on my top five TV dads ever. I love
the world don't move. So I just got 11 cents for singing that.
That's from our show. May you rest in
peace.
That's
funny, man. I love that.
He was awesome. He was awesome.
Jeez. Now look at me.
You look great.
Thank you.
No problem.
You look rested in 10.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting toward your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you, because fortunately every Hyundai offers available class exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And a Hyundai has over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006, because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 06 to 2025. So, Alex Ovechkin did it.
Did it.
How about him saying, I don't want to score in an empty net or take me out, which he did over the weekend to set up the game, the record setter in Barclays Center in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, with 12:34 left in the second period.
Yeah, on a power play, right?
On a power play goal, Alex Ovechkin makes history. Joe Beninati and Greg Laughlin of the Monumental Sports Network with the call.
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
He has done something that no one thought would ever be broken. It was considered unattainable, unreachable. And the eighth wonder of the world has just done it. He has passed Wayne Gretzky.
My apologies to the good people of UBS and Elmont, New York. It's UBS Arena in Elmont, New York, where home are the New York Islanders, the palace that they built out there on Long Island. The Capitals celebrating the goal with their post to celebrate the goal with Alex Ovechkin. And there it is right there. Ovi.
Oh, dang, that's
spelled
cool.
Out with 895, career goal number 895. The Islanders tweet was fantastic. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Washington goal, 2-1 Islanders.
Very funny. Very funny whoever came up with that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
As we call it, understated, you know, to say the least. Here's Alex Ovechkin after setting the record, 895, in front of the great one who was there.
When I was tying the record, I still can't believe it. And, you know, it was so emotional. It was so... such a great night, but this is something crazy. And I just said I'm probably going to need a couple more days, so maybe a couple weeks to realize what does it mean to be number one. But all I can say, I'm very proud. I'm very proud for it myself. I'm very proud for my family, for all my teammates that helped me to reach that milestone, and for all my coaches, it's huge. It's unbelievable, unbelievable moment, and
I mean, there's no other words for it, right? I got to be honest with you. When Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record, I thought that'll never get broken again. When he scored 92 more goals after it, too, and remarkably, Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record in 94 in career game number 1487. Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record in career game number 1487.
Yeah.
Same number
of games. Yeah, same number of games. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what was kind of important.
I love stats like that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Love stats like
official,
that.
You can't make this up.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Alex Ovechkin, the new all-time goals king. And, you know, while we're on the subject matter of symmetry, it was on, let me get the date right, March 23rd, 1994. I was living in Washington, D.C. As a graduate student at Northwestern University in the Washington, D.C.-based quarter for the Medill School of Journalism, where I got a master's degree in journalism. I am, yes, one degree shy of being Dr. Television.
I kind of want you to get it, yeah, so we can call you.
I appreciate it. But I was living in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of my fraternity brothers who are mid-Atlantic-based D.C. guys from Michigan. We were all there, a bunch of us, and they let me crash because it was just a three-month quarter that I was there in Washington, D.C. And a fraternity brother of mine named Dave Satlin, who was living with us, was passed out sleeping on a couch while Gretzky was going for the all-time record goal score to break Gordie Howe's mark. So Gretzky shoots, he scores. We're all celebrating, and my buddy Dave, nicknamed Money, wakes up, focuses on the screen, and goes, oh, he got it, and rolled back to sleep. And that was the phrase that we used over and over again for the rest of my time there in the quarter.
Legend.
Was like when we were living, hey, did you get dinner? I got it. Are you going to throw out the garbage? I got it. Don't move. I got it. We would just use it over and over again to the point where I said, if I do get to my dream post of SportsCenter based on my dreams that were being laid out by going to the Medill School of Journalism, that was my goal, was to get my degree, become a sportscaster, and go to SportsCenter. I said, if I do reach that, I will make "he got it" one of my catchphrases. And I did that for my home run call. He got it. That's the story behind it. So guess who called and left me a message, a voice note to inform me? He was the one who beat you to the texting, TJ. You texted the group.
I was real quick with it.
You were.
You were quick with it.
He beat you to it. I knew that Ovechkin had already gotten the record because he left me a voice note, and here it is.
Rich, it's Money. Alex Ovechkin, he got it.
Well done, Money.
Wow.
I remember the original.
You introduced us to him.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's been working at ESPN, and he goes, you know, and he's about to move on from them on his own accord.
I just tripped out when you were like, this is it, and he's the one. And I was like, oh, that's you.
That's him. I know. And so on yesterday,
he got it.
That's the guy.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Wow, that's incredible.
Run it back, Ovi. Run it back. You got it. Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by using their phones while driving. They think they're hiding it, but we've all seen them and know exactly who they are. For instance, there is the sneak-a-peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts. There's also the got-a-ticketer looking upset because they just got a ticket for using their phone while driving. And what about the fast scroller who can't drive 5 minutes without updating their social feeds? Or the nightlighter who has that mysterious glow illuminating the inside of their car after dark? Do any of these sound familiar? If they remind you of yourself or someone you know, rethink your behavior before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the veering off the roader, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.